a train a-comin', it's rollin' round a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom.
Rockin' and rollin'.
All right.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Nashville, Tennessee. We're at the Johnny Cash Museum in the heart of town, and we're with Angela Dotson, Director of Marketing and Events. Hi.
Hi.
How cool to be here. As you know, we both have a little connection with the Cash family.
Yeah, a love for Johnny Cash, absolutely.
Tell us, why is this here?
This was created by, the founder's name is Bill Miller. He was a personal friend of Johnny Cash's for many years. He started out as a fan. As a child, he would go to the concerts, got backstage, got to meet Johnny and June. They used to call him Little Billy Miller and bring him backstage, and it just grew into a friendship. He and his wife Shannon actually created Johnny Cash Radio, where people could go online and listen to Johnny Cash 24/7, and people would say, I'm coming to Nashville. What can I go see? Well, the House of Cash Museum had closed down in Hendersonville. The house had burned down. Really, the only thing that was there was the gravesite. Bill had all this really great memorabilia and all these things, and he thought, we need to move to Nashville, and we need to set up something to honor Johnny in a town that he influenced so much. So that's kind of really how this museum came to be.
And tell us more about Johnny Cash's physical connection with Nashville.
Johnny has great ties to Nashville. He did the Johnny Cash TV show right around the corner from where we're sitting right now at the Ryman Auditorium. He lived in Hendersonville, which is just 30 minutes from where we're at. He actually, there's a great story about how when he was getting started, he and Waylon Jennings were roommates together in Madison, which is also very close to Nashville. So he's had ties to Nashville for a very long time.
Very, very cool. And so again, he did most of his recording sessions here too.
Yes.
And where did that take place?
He had different studios over the day, so I think that just kind of changed from time to time and recording to recording.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
As a destination is also going to house Patsy Cline's memorabilia.
That's right, yes. Construction is literally happening as we speak right now.
2017, the doors
yes,
will open.
Yes, it will be up and running 2017. And, we want to honor the legends and the people who made Nashville what it is. And, Patsy Cline, definitely, she's really country music royalty, so.
So she, too, did a lot of her recordings here and live performances here.
Yeah, she had a very short career, but a very moving and obviously very influential career. So we're really excited to be able to honor her and get some of the stage costumes on display, some hand-signed pieces, some really cool interactive things in that space as well.
I'm crazy for trying.
For those who don't know, what happened to her in the end?
She actually passed in the early 60s in a plane crash, which was unfortunate. She was right at the height of her career, had some amazing hits, Walking After Midnight and Crazy, and she was only 30 years old when she passed away.
It's amazing how many up-and-coming musicians blow up in the air.
It's sad. Yeah. It really is. But, it's amazing how her legacy has lived on so much since that time.
Anything you want to add, Angela? Now's your time.
just come see us at the Johnny Cash Museum. We'd love to have you here. A lot of really great interactive things for you to come and see, and love for you to come see us at the Patsy Cline Museum when it's open as well.
What are some of the coolest things, the memorabilia that you love?
My favorite thing is we actually have an in-the-studio where you can go and mix Johnny Cash's songs. And you can actually, if you want to pull up and listen to just the drums that were on the track, or just listen to the background vocals, or the amazing thing is you can turn all the other instruments down and just listen to Johnny Cash's voice, and you can hear him take a breath in between his phrasing. I mean, that's amazing to me. As a true Johnny Cash fan, that's probably my favorite thing.
That's so cool. Thanks again.
They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.
All my blues away.